Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Violence precedes the Hermit to Taos. It was difficult for Giovanni to make his way back to northern New Mexico. As he trudged past Pecos Valley, he thought of a time a little over 100 years previous, when a Mexican cleric named Bishop Tamaron had come up to this territory called New Spain. The man was full of pomp and ostentation to the point where he demanded that triumphal archways be set up over the main entrance to the villages that he was going to visit prior to his own arrival. His affected mannerisms caught the fancy of a local Indian man from Pecos Village, who took to walking around with his nose up in the air in imitation of the proud cleric. Strange to say, though, at least it was whispered about the village, that because of his great disrespects, one night a bear came down from the mountain and gnawed his head off. The story spread quickly among the populace and solidified the role of the Mexican Catholic Church here. Thereafter, the arrival of the Bishop of Durango was treated with solemn reverence. Now that this territory was no longer a part of the Spanish Empire, but merely a holding of Mexico, the settlers of this area were virtually ignored by the bishopric of Durango. In fact, throughout the last 20 years, calculated the hermit, Bishop Juan Laureano Subiria had visited only 3 times. The settlers, many of whom were still fiercely loyal to Spain, mistrusted Mexican politics and church practices. The Bishop of Durango was trying to stifle the practice of what he called el culto de los santos, living in fear that folk saints might undermine the power of the Catholic Church. Therefore, he chose to keep his distance. Perhaps it was for the best, thought the hermit. Giovanni had gotten used to praying as he walked across New Mexico. It wasn't fear of bears or spirits that made him wary, though. He knew from experience that this was a place that was both unsettled and unsettling. He knew that just about 100 years before his own arrival, around the year 1760, Taos had been a place that was sparsely populated. People had been reticent to return to this area after the Pueblo Rebellion of 1680. The few people who lived in the outskirts of the village called ranchos lived together with several Apaches who joined them for protection. In fact, in fear of the dreaded Comanche, they had even tonsured their hair to look more like the Spanish people. There was a tale among the 159 families that lived at Taos Pueblo. It was said that whenever the Comanche would sweep into the area on a raid, the people could do nothing but huddle behind adobe walls for protection. One day, a man named Villalpando made a pact with one of the Comanche chieftains that if he would desist from raids, when his own little daughter came of age, he would surrender her to him as his wife. Intrigued by the idea, the chieftain kept from raiding the Taos area for several years. In the due course of time, the man's daughter had grown into a splendid beauty. When the time came for the Comanche chief to claim his prize, though, the girl adamantly refused to go with him. In anger, the Comanche seized upon the area and slaughtered several locals, carrying away with them over 50 women and children, the beautiful girl included. Since he could not buy her love, in the due course of time, the Comanche sold his captive wife to another tribe, who sold her to some French trappers. Señorita Villalpando ended her life as the wife of a Frenchman in St. Louis, Missouri. The ruling governor of this territory set out against the Comanche raiders, hoping to retrieve some of the captives, all to no avail. Not a single one of the women or children ever came back home again. The 40 days spent tracking the Comanche were fruitless. The following year, at the request of the alcalde mayor of Taos, Don Juan Manuel Partillo Orizola and his soldiers arrived and launched an all-out offensive against the Comanche. Over 400 Comanches were slaughtered, never to return as raiding parties again. The hermit asked himself as he walked, do I really want to visit a place so steeped in violence? He had a need to know, though. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.